The Holy Gospel appointed for the fifth Sunday after Easter, as we continue to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 8. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the wine dresser. Every branch of mine that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Lord. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to love one another as you have loved us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Therefore, Heavenly Father, help us by your Holy Spirit not to allow anyone or anything in this world to separate us from the love of Jesus, but to love you as you have loved us and forgiven us through your love, mercy, kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. The words we sang about in the hymn of the day, "Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the epistle lesson appointed for this Sunday. The first letter of John, the fourth chapter, verses 7, 10, and 11. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And yet do we love one another as God has loved us? Think about it for just a moment before you answer that question. Yes, do you and I really and truly love one another as God has loved us through his Son, Jesus Christ? As a matter of fact, do we love our parents and grandparents as God has loved us? Do we love our spouse, our children, our grandchildren as God has loved us? Do we love our neighbors and friends and our fellow members right here at Shepherd in the Pines as God has loved us? To love one another
As it says in the second table of the law, love your neighbor as yourself. And the answer this morning is no, not always. If you and I are honest with ourselves this morning, and especially with God, we must confess, as we did this morning in the act of confession and absolution, that it's not easy to love others as God has loved us. This is especially true when someone has hurt us or wronged us. When someone has betrayed us or slandered our good name and reputation, when someone has criticized us or accused us of something you and I didn't do. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm sure it does. Unfortunately, it happens to all of us. And when it happens to us, we have a real difficult time in loving them and forgiving them as God has loved us through His Son, Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, our first reaction is not to love them as God has loved us. No, it isn't. Our first reaction, even as Christians, is to be tempted to fight back as hard as we possibly can. Have you ever done that? We all have, haven't we? In our moments of weakness, desperation, disappointment, to take revenge, to retaliate, to get even with them if possible, to strike back and retaliate, to do what they used to do in the Old Testament, the law of retaliation. That's the way it used to be done. But not so in the New Testament. After Jesus came and began to teach them about love and kindness and mercy and compassion and forgiveness. As a matter of fact, we read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. Beginning verse 38. Listen to what Jesus says. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I, Jesus, tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him also the other one. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Yes, do not resist an evil person. That's tough, isn't it? Very difficult. Not easy. If necessary, turn the other cheek also. You know, it hurts. When we get slapped on the cheek, doesn't it? Go the extra mile. Do not turn them away, Jesus says. Because that's precisely what St. John emphasized in our text for today. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. Not only that, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. And it certainly begins with our family, doesn't it? When we have our bitter disagreements, right? Or strong differences of opinion with each other. And then with our friends and neighbors, and especially here at church with our fellow members of the body of Christ. And finally, as I was talking with the children, with those who don't like us, those who don't appreciate us, who are constantly criticizing us and accusing us of all kinds of things, and which we call our enemy list. Jesus says, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. That's what the Good Samaritan did. You know the story, don't you? Of course you do. The Good Samaritan, he helped a man who was not only a stranger, but his enemy. He stopped and he helped this stranger he had never met before, who had been robbed and left for dead. Yes, even though this man was a Jew and considered his enemy, the Samaritan still loved him and took care of him and didn't expect to get anything back from him either. That was also true of the prodigal son. You know that story too, don't you? The prodigal son who demanded the inheritance that he deserved from his father. He left home. And when his money ran out, guess what? So did his friends, quote unquote. He didn't have enough food to eat. He didn't have a place to sleep. So when he finally came to his senses, he went back home again and asked his father for forgiveness. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. And what was the response by the father? Did he say, son, get lost? Son, I don't want to talk to you like we sometimes do when we're upset with our children and grandchildren. No, he had a celebration. He had a feast for his son who was lost and had come back home again. He said, this son of mine was dead and is alive. He was lost and he is now found. That's precisely what God the Father has also done for us. Isn't that right? Yes, it is. When he sent his one and only son, Jesus Christ, into this world, not only to suffer and die on the cross, but to love us and to forgive us from our sins, our wrongdoings. The words of St. John in the next part of our text for today, in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Yes, even though we don't deserve it, even though we don't merit God's love through His Son, Jesus Christ, and God doesn't expect anything back from us either, except to love one another as He has loved us. As a matter of fact, to be more like Jesus Himself, which is very difficult because we are imperfect. When Jesus was attacked, criticized, slandered, and accused for something he didn't do, he never ever retaliated. Jesus never fought back. Jesus never took revenge on anyone. On the contrary, while Jesus was suffering and dying on the cross, he looked down and he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing to me. That's precisely what we are encouraged to do ourselves. Even though it is difficult, even though it is a challenge, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. To love our family, our friends, our neighbors, our fellow members here at church, even strangers, even our enemies. To love and pray even for those who don't like us? Yes, I hope and pray that we may become more like the Good Samaritan, more like the Father for His prodigal son, and finally more like Jesus Himself as the Good Shepherd, the beautiful Savior, the Son of God, Son of Man. I'm always reminded of what Paul wrote in Ephesians, and listen to what he says. Let all bitterness and wrath and clamor and slander be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other as God forgave you in Christ Jesus. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we become more like Jesus Himself, to love one another as God has loved us. May our prayer today be the words we sang shortly before in the hymn of the day. Listen to it again. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of His precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. And then our response should be, oh, how I love Jesus. Yes, oh, how I love Jesus. And why? Because He first loved us, you and me. What a wonderful Jesus we have. We always are reminded of our sins, but then the forgiveness Jesus offers us, especially in the Holy Sacrament. We do it every Sunday. And Jesus, when He gives us His body and His blood, He touches us in a very personal way. When I call you by name and I say, this is the body of Christ, it's Jesus touching you in a very special way and offering His love and forgiveness to you and to me. God bless you in your walk with Jesus. Love one another as God has loved you and me. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all unto life everlasting, to love one another as God has loved us. Amen.